You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia. Welcome to the show.
That was my great-granddaughter, Bryn, during the introduction.
Yeah, she's a big volleyball star in Kansas, so thanks, Bryn, for doing our intro, and she's absolutely right. This is Grandma's Basketball Roundup. Today is December 7th, 2014.
This is episode 18.
And today we're also joined by my sister Shannon, our helpful producer of the show.
Hello!
So if we need any help, maybe she'll help us out.
Sure!
That was your Jennifer Aniston impression.
No!
Shannon does a really good Jennifer Aniston impression. Here.
I didn't mean to do that.
Are you a fan of the show, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah! Yeah, I am!
Do you like basketball, too?
No, I just love grandmas!
Well, thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome!
So, yes, so Shannon, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston, is our fact checker for the day. We'll try not to bother her with any fact checking because she is a Hollywood star.
And I'm on Instagram. I'm live Instagramming this podcast.
Shannon's live Instagramming a podcast that's not going to air for like a week.
I'm a really good producer.
It all works. Okay, let's get started.
The only trouble is we've been to the mall afternoon.
That's not trouble. Last week we said we were going to go to the mall, do some Christmas shopping, so we spent the whole day doing that. And right now we're under the gun. We want to try and do a quick podcast before the Lakers game starts very soon so yes. Grandma can watch it.
Yes.
So today may be a little bit shorter. So Grandma, how many games did you watch this week?
I watched some. I had to flip back and forth.
Okay.
I recorded them, but I still flipped them and then I'd watch them later. But there was 12. The games were really good this week.
Oh, they were. What was your favorite game?
Well, Golden State and the Lakers.
Wait, I thought it was Golden State versus...
The Lakers.
I thought it was Golden State versus New Orleans.
Well, they later on.
Oh.
This was the beginning of the week. I've got it between December 1st and December 6th.
Sorry about that.
That's when Kobe made 44 points.
Oh.
And Steph Curry scored 30 points.
Wow. I didn't see that game. I missed that one.
Maybe I just dreamt it then.
Well, I don't see every game. I missed Lakers, Boston.
Well, you know, Steph Curry was also the West Conference Player of the Week. And Brooklyn Nets... Williams, he was the East Player of the Week.
And that was chosen by the NBA?
Yes.
Now, who is your Player of the Week, or do you have one?
I have so many, it's just...
Well, let's start with the Player of the Week that graced the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yes, and that's another thing that my great-granddaughter Bryn did.
Oh.
Because that's why I bought the magazine, because... She was selling magazines for their school.
That's right.
To raise money. And there on the cover was Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And I love it what they said on the cover. It's time to really fear the brow. So I think that should be New Orleans's Saints be a lot better than be relentless.
Oh, that should be their new motto?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fear the brow.
Yeah. Of course, that's because Anthony Davis has a unibrow.
Yes.
That is his distinguishing feature, other than being an amazing basketball player.
I read it, the article, twice, in fact, because it was so interesting. And Davis was born and grew up on the south side of Chicago.
Right. I knew he was from Chicago.
And his dad was a carpenter.
Oh.
But his parents wanted to keep him off the streets. And on the south side of Chicago there, if he walked to the basketball courts, the outdoor ones, it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
And so his dad, being a carpenter, built a basketball court in their backyard.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say he built a walkway for him to get to the basketball court so that he would always be inside.
No.
That makes a lot more sense that he just built him his own basketball.
Then he would... play against his sister.
Oh, was it an older sister, younger sister? Or?
I mean, he had a hard time beating her.
Oh, probably an older sister then. Tell me about his jump in height.
Okay, that was when he was 6'2", sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And then when he became a senior, he was 6'10". Can you believe that?
So he grew 8 inches in 2 years.
And when he was 6'2", he played point guard. Mm-hmm. And so he learned all of that. And then the next thing, you know, a 6'10", usually he's not a point guard.
Right.
But he had all those skills. Plus then they put him in the center. And by the way, it was his big sister.
Oh, it was an older sister.
Mm-hmm. And a young man by the name of Antoine Collins met him. He's 12 years older, and he became his mentor. And he said that someday Davis was going to be a big star.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and so that was interesting, too. And anyway, when he was a junior, he wasn't even being recruited.
Oh, really?
No. Then when he was a senior, because they really didn't know him, mm-hmm. that he only had one offer from a school.
What school was that?
A small school called Cleveland State.
Oh, in South Carolina or Ohio?
Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I just assumed that it was that.
And then when did he go to pro? Like very soon after that?
Yes. Well, no, he went to Kentucky.
Oh, then he transferred to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But when his coach in school said that he became like an assistant coach. This is in high school. And he would talk to his teammates. He would recruit them from the playground to get basketball players. And he taught this one player to duck over him. And so then one time, this kid that he was kind of mentoring, he went to a Division III college. And Davis heard that he dunked over a 7-foot. And Davis just couldn't help but applaud, because he would make him jump over him.
So he was like a mentor as well as a player.
Yes. Uh-huh. John Calipari, the Kentucky.
Calipari?
Yes, the Kentucky coach. He really thought that he was really great.
How old is Anthony Davis now?
He's 21.
And he's been a pro for 2 years, and he's 21.
I remember when he was drafted.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
So he played with Randall, probably. Or maybe he didn't play with Randall. Julius Randall?
Julius Randall? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, because Randall may have left really...
Oh, Randall left this year, and I think that Davis was gone by then. But okay. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
So,
we'll never know. There's no way for us to find out.
But, I just think that Davis, another article was when he played, his friends back... in New Orleans, didn't have a cable.
Mm-hmm.
And so he invited some of them over because he was studying his film.
Oh.
And so he invited them over to watch.
To watch the game that had mm-hmm. been on the night before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wonder if he kept pausing it, rewinding, and if his friends got annoyed by that.
Probably not, but they said that...
probably not.
They said that when he's in a huddle... you know, on a real basketball timeout,
mm-hmm.
that he may just all of a sudden say, I can't believe I'm playing basketball, something I've wanted to do all my life.
Just like right in the middle of a game.
Mm-hmm. Tim Duncan, they said when he would get in huddles sometimes, when he was a rookie, and he would say, I'm getting paid to play basketball. You know, like they can't believe
it. Yeah, they just got to pinch themselves.
Yes. But anyway, Anthony Davis is just a great, great, great person, I think.
Yeah.
And
also a former crush of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Illustrated is definitely taking some cues from Grandma as far as players to watch.
Yes.
In fact, you were just saying... what? Within the last 2 weeks, we were talking about NBA hairstyles, and you mentioned Babbitt.
Yes. And I said that he reminds me of Bruce Jenner.
Right.
The Olympian. And I heard last night the Clippers' Mike Smith said when Babbitt came in the game, the Clippers in New Orleans was playing, and he said, he just looks like Bruce Jenner. And then he said to the other announcer, because Frank Lawler was out ill, first time in 36 years that he's missed a broadcast for the Clippers.
Must have been really sick.
But he's supposed to be back tomorrow night, Monday night.
Well, we hope he is back and he's better.
Yes, and but anyway, I thought, what did he say? And they even went on to say, Mike says, what was his nickname? Because we should just call Babbitt whatever Bruce Jenner's nickname was.
Right.
And I just thought, did they listen to our program?
I think so. I think people are listening and getting some cues from you.
Wow.
So you're really influencing the NBA commentators.
Well, I tell you, I read a lot on basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But then in today's paper, something I read on soccer.
Yes.
That Tim Howard, yeah, the goalie.
The goalie from the USA team last year.
Right. Uh-huh. That he's taking a leave right now. But a very interesting article on him. I mean, he works with children.
Mm-hmm.
He has, where he blinks a lot.
Oh, he has like a tick.
Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't want people to pick on people that have small tics or...
So he works with kids to try and give, yes, them confidence, instill confidence,
right,
in them. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I read about, back to basketball again.
Yes, back to basketball.
Was an article by Jason Collins.
Oh.
That when he came out and announced his sexuality.
Right.
And his retirement, really.
Yes.
Because he announced that like a year ago, his sexuality.
Right.
But he retired.
Right. He retired actually like 3 days after you were talking about him on our podcast and how you were trying to give him an endorsement. But I guess it didn't get to the air fast enough for a team to hire him. So he just decided to retire. If he had just waited one more week, he might have gotten,
yes,
a team. But what were you going to say about the article?
Jason Kidd. He was a former teammate of Jason Collins.
Oh.
And then he became his coach.
Okay.
And he just says that Jason's sexuality doesn't change the fact that he is a great friend and a great teammate.
Well, it shouldn't.
No, I agree with him. And I really thank Jason Kidd for saying that, because that's all the support you can get.
Yeah.
And we wish Jason Collins lots of luck in life.
Yes, happy retirement.
Yes. One thing that he was very thankful for was when he came to L.A., and this was after he had announced it. He said he got a standing ovation,
oh,
when,
wow,
he was introduced. Mm. And also back in Brooklyn, got a standing ovation. So
that's wonderful.
That is. So I was talking about Movember.
Oh, yeah.
It's over because now it's December.
Right.
Frank Lawler, when he was given an interview with Doc Rivers shortly after December 1st, because he asked Doc about his little mustache that Doc grew. Doc didn't like it.
Oh.
Frank asked him, when did you shave? And he said, at 12:01 on December 1st.
12:01 a.m.
Right. And then I looked and I noticed that that Mike Smith, the commentator.
That stole your Bruce Jenner line.
Yes.
Right. What about him?
Well, he looked like he'd... It's shaved, too.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have a big outgrowth.
Oh.
But, and Blake Griffith, he looked like he had shaved. I looked at those people to see, you know, who had shaved. But people like James Harden.
Oh, yeah, he'll never shave.
No.
We wouldn't recognize him. He would try and show up at the arena, and they wouldn't let him in. They'd be like, who are you? Get out of here.
Yes.
Like, I'm James Harden. I'm here to play. No. Get out. Security!
You know, and that is possible because, no, I mean, B.J. Armstrong.
Oh.
When he first went to Chicago.
Right.
Bulls from Iowa.
Right.
That they questioned him at the, because they thought he was too young.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They thought he was trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yes. So.
Well, hopefully security's a little bit better now. I mean, I guess it's the same, but hopefully people recognize the players better now. Hopefully people have just an access card and they can just,
mm-hmm,
swipe it and that's what lets them in. Maybe they have like a fingerprint, eye retina display that recognizes, yeah, their eye, and then they go access, entry, and they go into locker room.
I didn't know that they have a family room.
Oh, they do?
That wait for the players, you know.
Wow, I wonder what drama goes on in there.
Well, because on the article on Anthony Davis, that when he played one game, it was in New Orleans, his parents were there, and they were waiting in the lounge for him, and he walked right past. He was disappointed in his play, I guess.
Oh.
But that's the first time I knew that they had a place for family and close friends.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm not family or close friends of any of them. Or I would have known about that.
Well, not yet anyway.
But now when we talked about hair.
Yes. Now next week, we're going to do Grandma's top NBA hairstyles.
Okay, so. But I'll tell you right now. I'll give you a clue.
Oh, you're going to give me a, you're going to give us a little teaser for next week so that people will tune back in?
Yeah. But I tell you, he doesn't look anything like the player from Washington Wizards. I'd probably mispronounce it.
Oh, gosh.
Gortat?
Gortat with his mohawk.
Oh.
You know, his name fits his hair. That's all I have to say. When I saw what he looked like the other day, because I've heard the name several times, but I had never noticed him. And then I went, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a...
Is that bad?
But really...
Well, there's producer. Probably a lot of people with that last name. And they're all being categorized now by him. He represents that entire family name for everyone.
Good point, Shannon. Yeah, Gortat. Think about that. You are representing all the Gortats in the world. Is and that how you want to make Gortat be presented?
They actually do all have mohawk from birth.
They actually can't grow their hair beyond the only place that their hair grows is down the middle.
And then how bad would you guys feel?
Lopez.
Lopez, yes, there's a couple.
Okay. Look at their hair, different styles.
Oh, yeah.
All I say is you're very accepting of other people in the NBA.
Robin Lopez.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you know what Robin Lopez's hair is like?
I don't.
It looks like.
Is it on Instagram? What was his name again?
Well, Robin Lopez.
Okay,
there's Brooke Lopez that has a nice.
Is that what it looks like still?
Yeah, a little bit wilder. It's just all over.
Oh, it's like it's an afro.
Shannon says it's an afro.
I would say that's...
Yeah, it's an afro, but it's not an afro that's standing up straight.
It's not a perfectly afro.
No.
It's kind of a wild,
but then
tame
he's,
one.
But
it's
kind
of like my hair, but I don't brush it for 3 days.
That's what Robin's is like, but now Brooke is just the opposite.
Clean cut.
Mm-hmm. I like Robin Lopez's hair.
Oh, I get kind of tickled at it.
Yeah. It seems like it has its own personality.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm. And even one of my favorite players that I've said that his hair is, you know, just like he stepped out of a salon.
Mm-hmm.
But the other night I watched him.
This is Pau Gasol, of course.
Mm-hmm. He was playing. And he was really perspiring.
Mm.
But his hair was messed up.
Oh.
I mean, it didn't look like he just stepped out, but it was still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling, I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling Swaggy P will be on that list next week, possibly.
And,
because next
Kenneth
week.
Kenneth Faried.
He is in it?
I.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. The same as Jordan Hill.
May or may not.
You know, Jordan Hill, the other night I was watching Utah play.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I don't watch Utah play very much.
Hmm.
But
I don't think they get a lot of
publicity there.
Yeah.
But his cousin is Booker, who plays for Utah.
Oh.
Jordan Hill. I didn't know that. You learn so much by watching
the
and reading.
Yeah. So everybody watch and read.
Yes. It's just like... you know, my feelings on Cleveland.
Yeah.
I will say that Sean Marion has been with different teams. He's been with the NBA for 16 years.
Wow.
And he has just nothing to do with his hair. It's his unorthodox way of shooting.
Hmm.
I've never seen anyone shoot like that, not even back in my day.
How does he shoot?
He shoots like underhanded.
Oh.
I'll demonstrate.
How does he not get all of his shots blocked when he shoots underhanded like that?
I don't know, but I mean, he makes all kinds of shots.
Hmm. Well, he's done pretty well for himself. I'm not going to criticize.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
I know we don't have much time. The game's going to start in like a few minutes. So anything else you want to say today, Grandma?
Well, One thing, I read another article about Coach Popovich. Bill Dreyer's article. And he said that Popovich spent 1 year working along with Larry Brown in Kansas.
Oh.
But that was a long time ago. And then, because he's been a Spurs coach for 19 seasons. But this article said that he does not like to give interviews.
Mm.
Like, and I didn't realize it said that it's a league TV contract that they have to do an interview in the middle of games.
Yeah.
I wondered why that, you know, the coach is out there giving
would
an interview.
That.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the only way they would do that is if they were told.
And another thing this week, I'll mention it, is the Lakers in Boston played.
Right, Friday night.
And the main thing that Kobe was criticized
mm-hmm.
for having breakfast with Rondo.
Why was he criticized?
Because they're opponents.
Oh, I thought maybe people were saying breakfast isn't good for you anymore. Or something.
No.
Like you're not supposed to eat breakfast.
That
no longer the most important meal of the day.
No, but I said, here they're talking about being friends. You know, your opponents are not friends. But when they've played on the USA team or they've played so many years against each other, they haven't played together. But
right.
I just think it's so great to see people getting along. They didn't say who picked up the check.
I don't think that they're like trading team secrets or anything. And plus, Kobe's been in the league for so long, there's very few people that have been around as long as him, so he's going to want to be with the people that he's played the longest against, you know?
Detroit and Lakers, when they played, and the Lakers won over Detroit 106-96, I think. And Caron Butler, a past Laker, came in on the game. They had exchanged pleasantries, and I thought that's so nice. And then after the game, Jody Meeks was out. He was dressed in a business suit. And that Kobe went over and talked with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thought, you know, they are such great people. And like, I think Jody or Kobe or one of them says yes, that they text or talk to each other through the year. That's
mm-hmm.
so good.
Oh, you were telling me that another person that Kobe texts with a lot is Coach Byron Scott.
Yes. I read that they text almost every night, maybe till 2 o'clock in the morning. And Byron Scott pretty soon will just say, go to bed.
And also, wasn't it this week that Kobe got his 6,000th assist?
Yes.
In the last week?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's got 32,000 points and
well, does that make
6,000 assists.
Well, doesn't Kobe and Nick Young's, they combine there.
Oh, yeah, they combined there. So it was probably more like 6,150.
Yes. Well, listen.
Well, we should probably get going because I know you want to watch the Lakers play New Orleans, play your guy of the week, Anthony Davis. But is there a...
No, I just want to say that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, so nice to see them back.
Oh, right.
And
Kevin Durant is back.
Yes. And it looked like they had new uniforms.
Oh, really?
They looked like that. But then I wanted to ask you, why does Sacramento have on their uniforms the other night, they had Rochester above their number on the front of their jersey?
It was the Sacramento team?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sacramento Kings Rochester uniform. Looking it up.
Okay.
It says... Kings wear retro Rochester uniforms in overtime win over the Pacers. Okay. In a tribute to the 1950s, the Kings wore retro uniforms with Rochester on the front. The franchise began in Rochester, with the Royals winning the 1951 NBA title before moving to Cincinnati, Kansas City, and then Sacramento for the 1985-86 season. And that comes from a newspaper called Democrat and Chronicle.
Oh, okay. And I think that we had mentioned Davis, but I think this is his third season, Tia. So I think you'd mentioned that it was his second. But...
Oh, it is his third season. Mm-hmm. NBA, on the NBA app, it just says that he's played two, so this is probably his third.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming.
And then the other night,
I think I hear
one of the assistant coaches, Pressy.
Yes.
With Lakers, his son was playing on the other team. I think it was Boston, was it? Anyway, but then it's just like when Orlando and the Clippers play.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Rivers' son Austin plays for Orlando.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, but Mike Dunleavy, right now, he's just, Dunleavy is not a coach anymore.
No, that's right.
But his son plays for Chicago.
Yes.
Right. I hear Dunleavy a lot on Sirius XM NBA radio, and I always wonder, like, is he going to mention his son today? But I don't hear him mentioning him that often.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just kind of goes with whatever the other radio DJs decide to talk about.
I know. I think that they probably, like, Austin Rivers played a lot the other night. I can't remember how many minutes, but, and he did good.
Great.
They did say that Doc said something about they weren't to cheer, you know. Mm-hmm. His family wasn't cheer for either one. So
this is a question that I'm sure that we can't answer today, but we'll have to, we'll put it to our fans, see if we can have anybody let us know. Has a father ever coached his son in NBA basketball?
I think so, but I can't remember. Well, it's time for the game.
All right. Well, Grandma, I'll let you get to your game that you want to see. Thanks, Shannon, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And I appreciate your thoughts on Gortat. I'm sorry to all the Gortats out there.
You're welcome.
And until then, here's Bryn and Ashley to close us out.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
You can email them at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com, and you can follow them on Twitter @basketballgrandma. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.